Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to all the servicemen from the past to now. We salute you. It's a proud America we live in, and we congratulate y'all. We salute y'all for the job you do. Well done. We welcome all callers to call in tonight. The number to call is 1-347-202-0263. I'm your host, Chris Chadwick. Give us a call. Let's talk smoke. I'm excited to be here, and I welcome everyone to call in and let's talk barbecue. It's all about barbecue. You and the Q, baby, it's what it is. Let's get it on. Let's talk smoke. I welcome everyone to call in. We've had a big week of barbecue in the barbecue world, a lot of things going on. I just want to say congratulations to everyone who walked this past weekend, especially to everyone who has competed this last weekend. That's what it takes. It takes us all to get out there, compete, and just do our thing. Let the smoke roll, baby. That's what it's all about. I know I had a big time this past weekend. It absolutely wore me out, but I am here live, large and in charge. It's on Let's Talk Smoke. So we've got several callers I know are supposed to call in tonight. We're going to have some veterans calling in, I'm sure of it. I welcome all the veterans to call in. Just give us a shout-out. Tell us what's going on, where you're from. If you want to talk barbecue, that's even better. We'll talk Q. We'll talk flavor profiles. We'll talk food categories. We'll talk competition. We can talk cookers. We can talk anything you want to talk about because that's what it's all about. That's what this show's about is you, the barbecuer, and that's why it's live, it's real, and it's about you. So give us a call. The number again to call in is 1-347-202-0263. I am your host, Chris Chadwick. This is the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. Let's get it on. Let's kick the tires. Let's light the fires, baby, and let's let the smoke roll. That's what it's all about. And I just have a big time here on the show talking Q. I do want to thank Daryl Mast, Barbecue Superstars, for this show, the whole series of shows every night here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. You can listen in live. You can always listen into the archives, BlogTalkRadio.com. Search Barbecue Superstars, and you have thousands and thousands of hours of talk barbecue anything you want to hear, it's there. Especially if you don't want to sit there and listen to it, you can go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Let me take a minute to talk about this website. Let me tell you, it has everything in it that covers everything from A to Z. From 1 to 100, it's there. You've got barbecue sauce, you've got barbecue rub, you've got new pits, backwoods, a complete list set up. You can order a backwoods right there off of barbecuesuperstars.com. Free shipping on orders, I think, about $150. Free shipping. You can get anything on this website. Let me tell you, you go to this website, check it out, because it is full of product, stuff we need. We use every competition and stuff we'd love to have. It's on there, too. So check it out, barbecuesuperstars.com. And thank you again, Big D, Daryl Mass, for having me do this Sunday night show. I love to do it. Our numbers just keep growing and growing. Our listeners, hopefully, I want to thank y'all, the listeners, because without you, there wouldn't be a show. And that's the truth, because that's what this show's about, you, baby. And I want you to call in. I'm going to give you this number again. I'm going to wear this number out. I want you to learn it. I want you to dream it. Know it. If we say, what's the number? We want you to give it to us. 1-347-202-0263. Call in and let's talk smoke. It is the show about you. I want to talk a few minutes about this past weekend. Personally, my team, Hall County Cookers, we've got to go compete on a small Polar Bear Moose Lodge cook-off. And let me tell you, I want to say thank you to the Moose Lodge for having this competition. It was beautiful weather. The temperature was 60-ish, low 70s. It actually got hot. Had to shed the big clothes, put on some shorts, short-sleeve shirt, and rock and roll like that. It was a beautiful day. It was a Friday night setup, all day Saturday cook. Turn-ins were late in the evening. It was a typical KCBS turn-in time cook. Our turn-in started at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And our awards were scheduled for like 7 o'clock, but of course it was a big Veterans Day special there. I know they had a Veterans Day program. They were feeding a lot of veterans. They were coming in eating hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, you name it. It was there. They were eating it. They were having a big time. It was a pleasure to get to talk and meet some of the guys that had come in from the Veterans Day program. It was a great day. Saturday, we cooked all day. What I did Saturday morning, what I actually did Friday night, I pre-prepped everything, had it all done. Saturday cook was smooth, no rushing, no trying to get box turned in right on the money time. It was calm. It was really a relaxed cook, and I personally had a big time doing that because usually it's wide open, fire rolling, smoke blowing, no holds bar kind of cue. But we actually had a nice cook off. It just really went smooth. The Moose Lodge has a great place to have it. Water, electricity is right there. Nice grounds. Let me tell you, it was really nice. We did have the state grand champion there, grilling and chilling, Keith Brawner, a.k.a. Goob. Goob, if you're listening, brother, give you a big shout-out. I enjoyed cooking beside you. Again, as always, it's always good to go to a competition. I say this time and time again, every show we go to, it's family. It's just you don't get to see them all the time. When you get there, you start talking to all these guys. It's just like a brotherhood. Let me tell you, it's what it is, a brotherhood, sisterhood. You've got all these teams that roll in from all over different parts of Tennessee, Kentucky. They come in to cook. We all get together. We go from one cook site to the other, visiting. You're always learning something new. You catch up on things about what's going on with them and their family. We tell what's going on with our family. They always ask how my girls are doing and always ask how their kids are doing. So that's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's all about, people. It's a great family-based community. You just can't say it enough. You just can't. You just don't know what it's like until you go and you start competing. You don't have to have a $10,000-$20,000 cook set up. You don't have to have the top of the line stuff. Hey, I compete. I build a custom pit rig. Learn how to weld build in this custom pit, and that's what I still compete with. It's old fashioned. I use hickory sticks, a stick burner. I use it. It's indirect offset, or I can use it direct cook. But you know, you just don't have to have everything to go compete. That's what I like to emphasize to everybody. I always encourage everybody to go compete. Just do it one time. And once it gets in your blood, once that smoke starts flowing through your veins, you're going to want to go back. You want to go back. I'm wore out today, and I'd love to go do another one this weekend. And bringing that up real quick, you got the National Barbecue Cup coming to Georgia. I know it's going to be one great big show. I've got several guys. I know there's several Tennessee Barbecue Association members that are planning on going down to Georgia. Cummins, Georgia, that's where it's going to be. I know they're going to compete. I wish all of them, I want to give them a heads up and a good luck, best of smoke to you, because I know they're going to go have a big time. I just wish I could go down there and hang out with them, because it's one great show. But back to our Moose Cook. If you've never had a organization like that, or if you're close and always thought, hey, I'd like to check that out, you know, it's a good thing. They have fundraisers. They have things for the community. They always have something going on. Like I said, this past weekend, they had a Veterans Day special program there. They had a big meal provided there for them to come in and just have a nice meal, enjoy the day. They all come out after the meal, come down to the cook sites and went around, hung out. It was a great time. It really was. It really had a big time. It's always really nice. That's some of the best time. Just go and enjoy and meet people. Cook some Q up. Have a big time. That's what it's all about. And that's what I love to do. We were fortunate enough to get a couple calls this past weekend. I dropped the ball, I feel like, on my margarita. These cooks all have drink categories, which we brought that up last year on Daryl Mouse Barbecue Superstar Show when I called in. We were talking about categories, and I said, we've got a margarita category. Well, they had never heard of such thing. And let me tell you, it works, but you know what the kicker is that's the first turn in is margaritas. So now we've got the same set of judges judging the margaritas as we do the meat. We're turning in a Route 44 size glass margarita. When you got 10 teams, 15 teams turning in big gulp cups, let me tell you, them judges are going to have a good time. But, no, they have a special set of judges for the margarita category. This one didn't have the Bloody Mary category, but it did have the margarita category. That's always a fun ice-breaking category. Get started, get the cook started off, turn in started off. It's a good way to break the ice and have a big time. But, our margaritas were really good. I personally had to taste one to make sure it was all right. That just the second one and third one got better and better. I don't know what to say about that, but you know how it goes. Second turn in was anything but. I'm going to tell you right now, I was proud of the dish. I was more proud of it than the judges, but hey, it's still. I come in placed fourth on that. I did a 2-inch ribeye, folks. 2-inch ribeye seared to a perfect medium rare. Set it up. We had 5-piece turning boxes, this particular cook. And set it up, had 5 nice servings in the box, nice garnished box. I mean, it was a beautiful box. Split them down the middle, each serving. Had a bacon wrap, garlic, sweet cream butter, spicy, barbecued, bacon-wrapped shrimp right in the center. Tail sticking up, just money, looked good. It was fine. I tell you what, I personally turned the first box because everything we had left, I come down waiting and anticipating to eat a few of those shrimp and some of that steak. And when I got back from the first from the second turn in, I got the fat. The fat was what was left, which I love the fat. Let me tell you, don't get me wrong. I'm a fat eater. I'm a fat kind of guy, and I like it. But the steak was gone. The shrimp was gone. And I had a team looking at me smiling from ear to ear, saying, we don't know what happened to it. Okay, let me tell you, that was an experience. That was a sight to see. And, you know, I believe every one of them. Yeah, right. But anyhow, didn't get the first piece. That's how it goes. Guys, you know what I'm talking about, especially when you're going, pumping it in. It was right on the money time. I had to roll. I had to run. You know, imagine a 300-pound guy running a half a mile up a hill to try to turn in a box. But anyhow, we had that turn-in. We had a couple other turn-ins. We had a rib turn-in, next category. Our ribs were spot on. Let me tell you, they were good. And the judges thought they were good. I think they come in third place. And our last category, which is shoulder, butt, shoulder category, I personally always cook shoulders. Usually 17, 18, 20-pound shoulders is what I go with. I prefer a shoulder. So we turned that in. Was spot on. It was really good shoulder. I think it was really good. And the judges liked it as well. Come in second place. So it's time for the awards. You know, I was feeling pretty confident about the cook, but guys, you know as well as I do, when you think it's the best cook or you're feeling good about your cook, you meet spot on the money, knowing you're going to walk the walk, and you don't get a call, you know how that feels. But we managed to get a call. Third place, fourth place, anything but third place, rib, second place, pork. Our margarita did come in sixth place. You know, I mean, I liked it more than they did, evidently. But it was a good cook. We did bring home the reserve grand this weekend. We let the grand slip away with about 3 points. But it was a great cook. Congratulations to Team Ass Kickers. A good, great bunch of guys. This was their first grand championship. I think this in the Moose Circuit Cooks, I believe. And congratulations to them. It's well deserved. And hey, that's how it rolls. That's how it goes. I enjoyed it, you know, and congratulations to them. That's how barbecue cooks are. You know, we all want to walk, get that final call, that last call. We all would love to get it. You know, sometimes we're fortunate enough to get it, and sometimes we miss it. But, hey, it's always the next cook, and that's what we're always striving for. If that cook's over, we're ready for the next one. You know, that's why I'm envious of all the guys. I'm not jealous, but I'm envious. I wish I was going to coming to Georgia to the National Barbecue Cup. I know it's going to be a great show. I just wish I could go and play. But, you know, it's just how it rolls. Well, I think we've got our first caller online tonight, and I'm going to welcome them to the show, see who we have. 864, you're on the air live with Chris Chadwick. Who we got here?
Hey, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. How we doing, man?
My man, Big D. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I love you now. I got to ask on that Moose Cook-Off, what were the categories?
Well, this particular cook-off we had this past weekend, we had 4 categories. Our first category was the margarita category. I was telling everybody earlier, you know, I thought my margarita was spot on. You know, we had a hogarita. We always have a hogarita. And that first one was spot on. I thought it was fine. The second one was even better. And the third one was rock star, let me tell you. But
by the third one, were you feeling pretty good?
Well, you know, it was time. Yeah, you know, I thought I was smiling a little more, I believe. I think you'd say that. But I'm telling you, you know, what can I say? I'm just being honest. But margarita category was the first cap. Second comes in with anything but. Third category was ribs. in fourth category, finished it up with pork butt or shoulder. And we didn't have a beef category this or a chicken category. You know, it was a one-day cook. We set up Friday night. I was fortunate enough to get to come back home and sleep with a hot shower. I did get back, you know, it was 12 o'clock when I got home Friday night. It was 4 o'clock Saturday morning when I got back up. And it was time to light the fire and let the smoke roll. At 4:30, 5 o'clock, we were in action, and we didn't get home until about 11:30 last night. So it was a long day, but we had a great time and really enjoyed it. So I always recommend everyone, if they hear of a moose cook, possibly an elk's lodge cook, any kind of private lodge cook, go try one out because it's a great show. Hey, that might give them the smoke, put it in their blood, and where they'll start competing and go into all these big shows, especially like the National Barbecue Cup coming up in Cummins, Georgia.
Yeah, we're going to be headed down there, Chris. I'm going to broadcast the results live on Saturday, but I'm going to go down there Thursday. They usually have a big gathering on Thursday around the campfire, as you say.
Right.
And
right.
I'll be there all day Friday, filming all day. And I'm going to try to come out with a big time show for everybody. And then, of course, Saturday at 5, we'll have live results right here on Barbecue Superstars Radio. And man, National Barbecue Cup, it just sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It sure does. I was telling all the listeners out there right now that, you know, how I wish I could go and go to a big show like that. You know, I really admire all the guys getting to go cook. It's just a long haul for this old boy here to go. But, you know, maybe next year I can go hit it. I know I want to do a few more cooks closer, get a little deeper south into Georgia, maybe South Carolina next year, you know. We're picking up sponsors now, and some exciting things are going on for Hall County Cookers and my barbecue team, and looking forward to just competing more next year. And as I was saying earlier, you know, I want everybody to go to barbecuesuperstars.com, the number one barbecue media website on the internet, in my opinion. It is great. There's just tons of information, videos, loaded with videos that anybody could learn how to cook anything they wanted to. If they had any questions, they could type it in. They could get a result and definitely watch a video, a very helpful video, there on barbecuesuperstars.com. This is our veteran show tonight. I know I've got a few veterans going to call in, and we just dedicate this show to all the veterans. You know, there's a lot of veterans out there, especially a lot of barbecuers that are veterans, and that's what this show's about, just honoring them guys. And we hope everyone has had a great Veterans Day, and we want them to call in tonight. I know I've got a good friend calling in from Virginia, I believe, and he's probably going to be on the line any minute, too. Roy Powell, stationed out of Clarksville, Tennessee, but now they're in Virginia, and I know he is a active military man, and we're always proud to have him on the show, too. He is a fellow Tennessee Barbecue Association member also, and we're just having some great shows, Daryl. We just love being here on BarbecueSuperstars.com radio, Blog Talk Radio, and just love doing it. We just want to thank you for having us and letting us be a part of the family, because it is a great show. I tell everybody they need to listen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. You know, there's always something going on every night of the week, and they will learn something, have some great shows on, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Thanks a lot, Chris, and really I called in to back you up tonight, but you've already got another caller, and looks like you got it all lined up for this week. And folks, I tell you, as far as I'm concerned, Chris Chadwick's show is the number one on Barbecue Superstars, because it's open for you. And, you know, feel free. It's not a locked-in show. You call in, talk to Chris, and let's talk barbecue. And we love you, Chris. And, boy, you got a whole slew of callers. So I'm going to get off here. And good luck, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, brother. Good luck. Have a safe trip going up to Cummins, Georgia. I hope to see you soon and talk to you even sooner. And we'll be looking forward to listening to them live results Saturday afternoon here on Barbecue Superstars Radio. We always give that number out. Number is 1-347-202-0263. Call in now and listen. Be a part of the show. Push one. It's real easy to do. Don't be shy. It's what it's all about. You and the barbecue, baby. And Big D, we love you, brother. Have a good night. Thank you for calling in and being a part and letting me be a part of BarbecueSuperstars.com.
Well, thank you, Chris, and we'll see you later.
All right, D. Bye. I think we've got another caller online, 580, I believe that is Roy Powell with Salt from the Sky Barbecue Team. Roy, is that you online?
Yep, that's me, brother.
Welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad.
Glad to hear your voice. I know you're getting excited. You're anxious. You're getting ready to graduate from that class there and coming back to Clarksville, Tennessee soon. We're ready to welcome you home. And how's Roy Powell doing tonight?
Roy Powell is doing fine and dandy tonight. Just trying to get through these last 3 days before I start heading home. It's kind of, I'm getting anxious, like a little kid on Christmas Day.
I understand that feeling completely. I know everybody does. I know you're ready to come home and be with the family, and God bless you. Roy is a serviceman. You know, he is doing his part, protecting this country, making it a free place for us to have the right to vote, our own free speech. It goes on and on, guys, and Roy is a part of it. And, Roy, I do salute you, sir, and I'm proud to know you. And
thank you, Chris.
I'm proud to have you on our Veterans Day show tonight. This is a show for veterans, and we would love to talk to veterans. I know we got a couple other callers on queue too. Give me just a quick sec. We're gonna get these guys on because they've been holding, and let's see who else we have on. We'll just have a big old Let's Talk Smoke show tonight, and we're gonna try to queue these callers in one at a time. And I think we've got another caller about to kick in here. 216 caller, you're live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Two Worthless Nuts.
Two Worthless Nuts. Welcome to the show tonight. Glad to have you. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been an awesome experience up here. Hanging out in Jersey, doing some of the OBR stuff up here, and had to call in for Veterans Day. Not only, you know, being a veteran, but thank everybody. Roy and everybody else is still serving and has served, and just definitely giving the support.
Well, I completely agree with you, Rob. Folks, Rob Merriam on the line with Two Worthless Nuts here. He is in New York. I'm not sure exactly what part there with Operation Barbecue Relief. What a great organization. I know he's been down there cooking ever since the fires have been lit. Rob's been there smoking, letting the smoke roll, and he has been putting out some meals. There's no cap. Rob, have you got any idea how many meals you put out?
We're looking at approaching, actually, the numbers that they hit with Joplin. We should be surpassing 100,000 meals served in between New York and New Jersey in the past 10 days.
I cannot imagine. God bless you. All of our Operation Barbecue Relief, everybody there helping, people donating, that is just unreal. I'm just wanting to say I'm proud to be American. God bless you and God bless the USA, because that's what this is about. That's what the barbecue world's about. And I'm a firm believer in that. I wish I could be there. I wish there was something I could personally do to be there to help. I know Roy Powell would love to be there too. We had a friend go up last week, Robert Taylor of Taylor Smokehouse Farms. I don't know if you got to meet or see him, but I know he was up for a week smoking. Got the big boys lit up, cooking chicken, you know, just putting it out, full meals every day. I just can't imagine. I know personally I can't imagine the devastation that there was there. I know there's still a lot of places without power, isn't there?
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to get, we we've been going out here lately to the barrier islands, and in order to even get there, I've got to go through we got to go through 4 checkpoints. Of course, barbecue does help ease the work to get through those checkpoints, but you know, we got to get through there, and then we've been doing a lot of the National Guardsmen and stuff. They're set up out there, one, keeping things safe, keeping people from looting. But, you know, we've been trying to make sure that the National Guard are taken care of and fed. So we've got some pictures that will be posted soon that kind of show a lot of the devastation that the media can't get to where I've been. And the local guys from Local Smoke up here in New Jersey, and you know, like I said, the media hasn't been out there. They won't let them. So we've got some actual pictures that, you know, of stuff that it's unreal. But it's just grateful. I mean, everybody in the barbecue community, if it wasn't for their generosity, we couldn't be here doing it, you know, because donations come into Operation Barbecue Release. It allows us to get the protein, and then, of course, all the cooks are just doing it because that's what we do.
Right. That's what we love to do.
So people sit there and thank me, and it's like, hey, I'm just doing what you're allowing me to do. So, you know, the generosity of the barbecue community has really, really come through a lot. It's so appreciated.
You know, that's just it's a great feeling to be a part of that community. I want to say I preach it all the time. I live it. I'm a believer in it. And, you know, that's what it's about, fellowship, the kindness of man. You know, it takes that. That's what's made this country great, and that's what's going to keep this country great and make it greater. And, you know, just like you and all the other guys, I know all these guys up there cooking day in, day out. I know there's special regiments you have to go through to get to where you're doing, and I understand that, you know, and you're putting your life on the line pretty much being where you're at, because you do have, you know, those elements out there. And
well, we're safe where we are. I got to experience my first nor'easter and posted some of the pictures from the snow and the 50-mile-an-hour winds that we had last week. And, you know, it's just one of those that nobody stops smiling, you know. I mean, you know, it's just a phenomenal experience. And, you know, I was talking, Roy buzzed me earlier and sent me a text message and, you know, asked me if I'd come on and give a quick blurb about it, you know, and it was appreciated because, you know, again, if you guys weren't here listening, you know, there's nobody to tell. You know, you don't get to see the devastation all the time. And to hear the sincere thank you. I've gotten a lot of just people coming up, and I know that Phil Rosario, who's one of the moderators of the Barbecue Brethren,
right,
he said that, you know, he's read stories about people, you know, experiences, and now he's set up, and, you know, he got to experience firsthand what it's like to have people coming out of their house crying because they haven't had food in a week, you know.
I understand. I know what you're saying, and it's that gratification and that feeling of that, you know, just doing something kind and getting that feeling and being able to help, you know, that's so important. We're just so proud that you're there doing that. I thank you so much for being there doing that. It's a very important thing we're doing, and we want you to, if we can do anything, you know, we're always here to help, and we always try to do, and we've got all these listeners out there. They always, you know, Operation Barbecue Relief, you know, that's important. That's there helping. That's people helping people is what it is. It's Americans helping Americans and so forth. And I'm proud to have you on the show. You're always welcome on the show. This is what our show is about. It's about barbecuers, real life, talking barbecue, doing things for people. We're always doing something for people. And I'm proud to be a part of that because, you know, that's what life's about.
Well, that's cool. And again, let me say thank you to everybody that has served and is serving. You know, it's a great place.
Yes. And this is our Veterans Day show, and I know you is and me and Roy's talked several times. I consider him a good friend. We're going to go see him off in Clarksville, Tennessee, and I can't wait to meet you. I know our paths will cross, and hopefully, you know, it'll be sooner than later. And I do thank you from the bottom of my heart. You being there, doing what you're doing, that is just it's just very important to me, and I do appreciate it.
It's always, you know. You know, just trying to be that person, and looking forward to actually, you know, I leave here probably Thursday and probably be back to the job working with the military and their family members here within the next month or so. So looking forward to getting back to life as normal, but this has been an experience and one that I won't ever forget.
I'm sure of that. The experience of a lifetime, you know, that's what makes our journeys worthwhile. And Bob, you know, God bless you again, and we appreciate you, and we just want you to know we appreciate you. And I follow you through Facebook, which is a wonderful media, and I see your pictures. You know, if you was going through the snow, we just had a cook-off this past weekend there in Paris, Tennessee, and the weather was high 60s, low 70s, like a summer day. And I'm telling you, you know, it was shorts and skin the jackets and the long sleeve shirts and put the shorts and flip flops on pretty much kind of day, you know. But you know, that weather just amazed me when, you know, I seen that snow, and I know what it takes to cook and put that kind of volume. I don't know what it takes to put that kind of volume of food out, but you know how hard it is when we go cook, and I know that's hard work. And to all the guys that's cooking out there, Operation Barbecue Relief, that are helping, the ladies that are helping, you know, it's just, I salute all of you, and I am proud to say that, and I just want you to know that. And I know all our listeners are out there. We've got a lot of listeners that like to call in and talk, and we're just proud to have you on with us.
I appreciate the opportunity, buddy, and we will definitely be in touch.
Rob, sounds great. Stay on, listen to the show if you can. If you can't, I understand. Chime in at any time. You're always welcome here.
All right, thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, Rob.
All right, buddy, we'll catch up.
All right. Guys, that was Rob Merriam calling. He's there with Operation Barbecue Relief in New York. He has been cooking hard for 10 days or so. Look him up, Facebook, Rob Merriam. Two Worthless Nuts is his barbecue team. He's a great guy. I can't wait to meet him myself. I've got friends that know him. He's just a super guy, and he is one. He's working his tail off, let me tell you. Him and a lot of other guys, and they're doing a wonderful job feeding thousands and thousands of people, putting out meals day in, day out, full meals, just not protein, just not the meat, guys. They're putting it all out, everyday hot meals, serving our fellow man. We've got another caller on the line right here, 931-628. Who we got on the line? Okay, we still working this board. I'm constantly working the board, guys, and it's just part of it. That's what it is here in the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We're dedicating this to the veterans tonight. We want to wish every veteran a happy Veterans Day. The men who have served and the men and women who are serving now, we do salute you, and we want to just thank you from the bottom of our heart. That's what it's all about. And we welcome you all to call in to the show if you would like to. Don't be shy. Just call in. We'll get you in. If any way possible, we'll make it happen. The number to call is 1-347-202-0263 is the number to call. We welcome you all to call in. That's what it's about. It's about you and the Q. And let's talk smoke. We're live. And just call in. We've got another caller in Q. Let me see if we can get them in. And we're just having a good show tonight, and we do want to thank everybody for listening. Without you, we wouldn't have a show, and we greatly appreciate it. Caller 731-363, who we got on?
This is Ms. Thomas.
Hello, you're on. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that Operation Barbecue is a good mission work, and I'm glad for the work that they're doing. But I did have a question. So oftentimes at some of the local, you know, home barbecues I've gone to, you get a lot of the charcoal, not the charcoal, but the starter. So what can be done so that there's not so much of that aftertaste on the food?
Well, you know, if you're getting a lot of that, you're talking about a lot of fluid, bad taste. That's what you're after, right?
Yeah.
Well, number one, a good cook will not use that a lot of fluid if you can help it, because that has a bad, kicks out a bad odor. Like you say, that old bad aftertaste, that old petrol, that gas aftertaste. Let me tell you, if you get your charcoal lighter, a little offset charcoal starter, and start using that with some newspaper, you won't have that anymore.
All right, what do you recommend some of the side items that are eaten with the brisket?
The side items with the brisket? Well, honey, I'm going to tell you, whatever you like, that's what I want you to cook. If you want something side to go with that brisket, you just put you some baked beans with that. Green beans, baked beans, bread, whatever you want is going to be good with it.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. You have a good night, and you call back anytime. We always welcome you calling now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. You got Chris Chadwick on the air tonight. Let's Talk Smoke. We always have all kinds of callers calling in, asking anything you'd like to ask. We're going to do our best to answer it. It's Let's Talk Smoke, the show about you and barbecue, baby. That's what it is. We want you to call in. And this is the veteran show, dedicated to the veteran show tonight. We've had great people on the line. We've still got them on the line. We want you to call in. Let's Talk Smoke. The number to call is 1-347-202-0263. And that number again is 1-347-202-0263. Roy, you still with me, aren't you?
Hey, can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear you.
Okay. I lost signal and I went dead, so I had a call back. So I just wanted to make sure I was still there.
You still here? We've got Rob on the line, too. If you want to give him a big shout-out, have at it, brother. It's your show, too.
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
I was about to tell you, graduated, you know, said something about some young privates have been driving you around the post a little bit there.
I haven't graduated yet. I graduate on Tuesday, so I might get my education one of these days.
Well, if you weren't the honor grad, then I'm a little bit disappointed, or I'm a little bit surprised about the quality of the soldiers coming up then.
Well, I missed honor grad by 0.700%.
Oh, we know what excuses are.
Roy, don't be giving out the excuses, my man.
It is. I don't know what it was. I think I thought I had it in the bag, and I scored a 97 on my last test. And that's the way it goes, though.
That's all right. You help some private make PFC before his time.
probably so. I do have one question. Have you even put on a pair of pants yet in the snow?
I had two nights where I've had jeans on. But really, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but working actually in the pants out the way that it was, I mean, yes, the wind was blowing. I had a jacket on. I had a pretty heavy coat on, but once your jeans got soaked, you actually get more cold than just being able to wipe off your legs. So, I had them on, but it was like during the snowstorm, it was like, why bother? Everybody was soaked. I mean, we had Rich Decker come down from Vermont, and it was great to see him. I haven't seen him since my first year competing. which happened to coincide with being his last. And, they were all just making fun of me. It's like, it's all right, you know. Nothing like being the center of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris, whenever you see Rob around, he's always wearing shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Hey,
I've had sleeves. I don't think I've been sleeveless my whole time here, and today it was beautiful.
Oh yeah, it was beautiful here too. So
I'm a short kind of guy too. Hey, bringing up shorts, tell us about some guy going to a cook-off wearing white shorts. What's up with that?
I don't know who would be so foolish. It's either somebody that doesn't like to cook, or just cooks a little bit too clean.
Does
the cooking for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, at least you got to look good, you know, cooking. So
we're gonna change that salt from the sky to Mr. Clean Shorts.
Well, and it was just one of those that kind of stuck with him. It was fun. Me and Kevin had fun picking on him because, you know, when I rode motorcycles, you know, I always said that if a guy wears white tennis shoes, you know, I should have the right to come up and take his bike from him. So when we saw him barbecuing with white shorts, you know, we kind of wanted to take the pit, but it's not the gamble.
I think that's a new good rule, you know, white shorts, get the pit. You know, that's I'm agreeing. I'm in agreement with that.
I don't know. I'm going to pick Mike out right here for a little while.
Well, I'm going to bench. I brought in meatballs from Philly.
Oh, they have
No, the Philly guys came in.
You don't want to go out?
Yeah. Or shower.
Oh, man. But, Roy, I tell you what, you can't wear no more white shorts, brother.
Hey, if it takes white shorts to make me get a call in one category, I'm going to still wear them shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, you know, I hear you. You know, if that's what it takes, white shorts to get a call, hey, I'm going to put on some.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know, superstitious. You know, look at the Bud Light commercials. I might start wearing my white shorts everywhere.
That's all right. Hey, it might work. It might work. I know we've still got callers calling in tonight, and I'm working this board. Here on the Chris Chadwick Show, Let's Talk Smoke. This is a show dedicated to all the vets out there that have served and are serving now, and we do truly appreciate it. This show is dedicated to y'all, and we're just proud that y'all are doing that for us. You're doing it for yourself and us. Make this country great, and this show is dedicated to y'all, so just call in if you'd like to, and we'll talk smoke. I'm your host, Chris Chadwick. Give us a call and let us know what's going on. If you've got a question, we'll be glad to answer it. That's what it's all about. It's about you and the queue, baby. It's just call in. Let's talk smoke. 1-347-202-0263. And, Roy, I tell you, old Rob, he is just out there slinging them meals out left and right. It's just unreal, the people they're feeding and the meals they're producing. And
yeah, it is. It's amazing how many meals that they push out in a day.
Oh, it's unreal. And the thousands and thousands and thousands of hot meals they're serving. And he says it's just, you just can't imagine somebody coming out of their house to get a hot meal that hasn't had one in two. Can you imagine not having a hot meal in a week? You know, in this country, that's just hard to believe that something like that happens. Especially, mm-hmm. you know, when you've got Mother Nature comes into play and the devastation it has done. Personally, I can't imagine all the devastation that it has done there. And they're on the front lines doing and working and putting that out. And, you know, I just think it's a great thing they're doing. And I'm honored to get to talk to them and know they're doing that. So, what's the plans when you get home? I know you're ready. You're ready to come in. You're ready to have that big cooking party. I'm ready to be there. I know I've talked to a few of my friends. I know we're going to try just to load the minivan up and come see you.
Hey, load it up and and come on down. It's just, I get home, I got to kind of start getting into the mindset of moving. So we've got to go through a whole bunch of stuff, try to get rid of it maybe. But, yeah, we're still looking at kind of having a going-away party the first week of December there at Fort Campbell.
Well, that really sounds good. I know if we can bring anything or do anything prior to that, I know you just have to give me a call and it'll be just considered done, and that's what we'll do. I know we're looking forward to seeing you, and I know you're looking forward to being home with your family. I personally couldn't imagine being away that long. You know, I've not been away from my family, that time period, and I know it's got to be tough, but we do sure appreciate the service you're doing for us.
Yeah, it's, I've only been gone for 3.5 months, and my wife said this is almost as bad as an actual deployment, me going to either Iraq or Afghanistan, because she knows that I'm here in the States, and she can talk to me, and, you know, only 9-10 hours away. But, you know, the difference of it is if I'm in Afghanistan, yeah, she knows that she really can't see me until I come home. So it's totally different. It's you don't fully understand the whole gist of it, you know, until you're actually away from your family so much.
Right, right. Well, I know you're ready to come on home. You're going to graduate. You know, like Rob said, no excuses. Come on home.
No.
You're going to graduate. I'm sure you was right top of the class, weren't you?
I was second in our class. I finished with a 97.5, and the top finished with 98.2 or something like that.
Man.
It's being top in the class really doesn't bother me if I didn't get it or not. All I know, you know, I went in, did the best that I could. It's
sure.
It's another job for me that, you know, I've had to learn here in the Army, and I'm just going to make it, you know, make do what it is, you know, get home, see my family this next week.
Right, right. I know you're ready. We've had tons of callers in tonight, and I'm working this switchboard, and callers, let me tell you that I'm going to do my best to try to start doing a chat also. I'm afraid to click on it. I'm afraid it's going to shut me down, and I don't want to lose our show tonight because we have a great show. We've had some great callers, and we're talking a lot of topics. I had a lady call earlier wanting to know about a brisket.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, you know, lighter fluid taste. You know, all of us as patio pit masters when we began years and years ago, you know, the lighter fluid issue has always been an issue. And, basically don't use it and you lose the taste. You know, you lose that old lighter fluid. And these little charcoal starters, the chimneys, you know, they're perfect.
Yep.
Got the best of the best that we use a charcoal chimney lighter starter, you know, a charcoal starter. And,
yeah, that's what I use. I never used lighter fluid just because, you know, after a while it can build up into your smoker and then, you know, then you get all that, you know, lighter fluid taste possibly. And I stay away from it.
Oh, yeah, and one of the worst things there ever has been invented, in my opinion, is one-match charcoal, you know, because it's soaked with a lighter fluid.
Yeah,
And you light that, you know, yeah, one match. But I light my firebox. I can light my firebox stuffed full of hickory wood and a few pieces of newspaper with one match, and I don't use any lighter fluid. But that lighter fluid, if you don't let those coals completely burn out to a white, ashy post-burn, it's not going to, you're going to have lighter fluid taste. And that's worse. And when you can taste that in your chicken or your beef, anything like that, when you taste that in that, it's terrible. And I'm glad you called in. I, you know, you just never know. about that old lighter fluid taste when you use it. And the best thing to do is not use it. And I recommend everybody to get them old charcoal chimney lighter fluid, non-lighter fluid starter, you know, because it works. It gets a good burn. You can start your charcoal. You can start your lump charcoal, any type of charcoal you want to use. I like when I'm cooking serious, you know, if I'm cooking a lot, any type of charcoal works really well. I've always been a fan of Kingsford. You know, some people love it. Some people don't care for it at all. That Royal Oak is a great charcoal. I mean, there's a lot of great charcoal out there. And
yeah, I've been starting to use a lot of the Royal Oak lump charcoal.
Right.
Yeah,
gives you a good burn time.
Oh yeah, it gives me, and it burns hotter too.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
might be my imagination or something, but to me, it seems hotter than the regular charcoal briquette.
Well, you know, the lump charcoal, all different types of charcoal, I'm sure burn different degree. Some burns hotter, some burns longer. It just depends on the charcoal, and you never know. And a lot of times, as far as a charcoal burn is concerned, depends on the weather, your climate. You know, we cooked hard all day yesterday in Paris, and we didn't use half the wood as far as hickory wood that we use. We didn't use half the wood we usually use in that cook. I guess because the wind wasn't too bad, it wasn't cool, it didn't take much to heat it up and keep it at temp. So, you know, it just everything's a factor with charcoal burn, stick burners, charcoal burners, competition cookers, patio pitmasters out on the back deck. You know, your weather climate affects all that. And,
yeah.
That's just, you know, that's all you really, that's a, like Forrest Gump says, that's all I'm going to say about that. You know, that was a legitimate question. I'm glad she called in. I hope she's still listening. I hope she calls back another time if she ever has a question. Anybody has a question, they're always welcome to call in. I'm going to do my best to answer it. If I don't, and I've got other callers in queue, we'll get a topic going on and get them to answer it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I cooked a practice brisket this weekend also, and I'm still eating burn-ins tonight. I had a few before the show started, and it was spot on. I mean, it was a fine brisket, and I didn't put any major effort into it, and I was proud of the outcome. I mean, I don't want to go as far as to say it was a 180 brisket, but it was mighty fine. I was a top 10. I guarantee it. It was good, and I was proud of that brisket. Used a simple rub on it. I did inject it with some stock. I think that kept it pretty moist. And then I finished it. I didn't finish it wrapped, but I finished it in a pan covered. So it turned out really well. And, you know, I had a lot of calls, a lot of comments. We posted on Competition Barbecue Circuit there on Facebook about cooking brisket. You know, some guys, and they all swear by it. Each cook has a different opinion, and I respect that. And I ask what was better, whole or cook it separate, the flat and the point. And, you know, I got a lot of holes, especially from the Texas way. Holes, only way to go. Ho, ho, ho is what one. Pitmaster Robert Sierra from SNS Pit Crew told me, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. cook it whole. And,
yeah.
And I did cook this one whole. The previous one I cooked flat, separate. And it really come out good. I'll be nibbling on it after the show is over tonight. Just imagine, I'm gonna be eating brisket when the show's over. I'm gonna slice that flat up, get me two pieces of loaf bread. Might get some cheddar cheese out and pickles. I think that's how they eat it in Texas. I'm gonna fire it up and I'm gonna eat me some brisket for supper. But
making my mouth water.
I'm telling you, it was a good cook this past weekend in Paris at the Moose Lodge. Sure hate you didn't get there to it, but we're going to make that up when we come see you. But we had
Keith Bronner, a.k.a. Goob. He was cooking. He actually has the Moose Lodge Circuit State Grand Champion for this part of Tennessee. He was recognized last night in the awards, you know, and had a trophy, a six-foot-tall trophy, as tall as he was, and was proud he went out there to get it. And I was there trying to take pictures, and I took two, three, to make sure I was going to get a good picture. And when I looked at them this morning, my flash didn't flash on either, any three of them, you know. And it just, I was doing my best to get the pictures, and it just didn't happen. But congratulations to Keith and Lisa and little Al. That's his backup. That's his secret weapon. His granddaughter goes and cooks with him a lot. And you know, so that's inspiration right there. But I was proud to see him get that. And then we had several TBA members at the Moose Cook last night. And they were, Tennessee Barbecue Association was represented well. And we just had a great cook. And it was a real good, you know, they've got a good scoring system. You get your scores sheeted, hard copy scores, after the awards are called. You can walk up and get a whole copy of every score down to what judge voted what, you know, and I was proud to see that. You know, that's something good. I recommend everybody going and checking one of those out, you know, if it's Tennessee or Alabama or Mississippi, wherever, Florida, it doesn't matter. You know, you that's something to look at. They had a big Veterans Day program also, and it was real nice. Yesterday they were feeding a lot of the veterans, and just proud to be a part of that. And we had a good cook. We walked away Reserve Grand yesterday, and I was proud of that. We let the Grand slip by. We placed fourth in our anything but it was spot on, and it was anything but bad. You know, it was good.
Yeah, that's great.
I was proud of that. You know, it's always good. You know, it's always a good feeling to get to go barbecue, go to competition and cook. It's a great feeling just to do that. And it puts the icing on the cake if you ever get a call and get to walk once, you know. And so I was proud, as always. You know, I'm always proud to go and play, and it even makes it sweeter if you get a call. Well, you know, the first category, I don't know if you were heard me say, but the first category was the margarita category. And as I was telling Daryl Mass was online earlier tonight, and as I was telling Daryl, you know, that first one was really good. It was spot on. But that second one was even better. And that third one was rock star, let me tell you.
I think I would have drank all the turn-ins.
Well, you know, can you imagine all these teams turning in a Route 44 margarita apiece and these judges?
Wow.
No, I mean, just that none of them are going to be bad. Just pour them all in a big pitcher and just have a big party.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, and eat barbecue afterwards.
Now, I'm telling you, what else is there, you know, when you can do that?
Yeah.
But it was a good time, and that's what barbecue's about. A good time, you know, getting relaxed, getting to see your friends, some distant friends you never get to see. As always, it's a good thing, and it's a good place to be. You know how it is. You know the feeling. The smoke's in your veins. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
and
I know.
We've got all these, you know, and we've got all these listeners out there. I know they know, too. And if we've got somebody new listening tonight that's not a competition cooker, I just recommend to them, and I know you've got some words of encouragement to them also, but I always recommend to them, just take your Weber, your backyard grill, as long as it's not a gas grill, you know, take your little grill with you, set up, enter a category or two, compete. That's all it is. And once you start doing that and you do that one, you'll want to do another one and another one and another one and another one. You know, that's what it is. And, am I right there or what?
Oh, you hit it right on, you know, the head. It's, you know, I started off not knowing what in the world am I doing. And, you know, after I did the first one, My wife said, well, that was fun. Let's do another one. And the second one I entered was actually the Benton, Kentucky cook-off. It was actually last year, 2011, was my second one. And we really enjoyed that one, and that's what got the fever started.
Oh, yeah, that it's a Kiwanis cook there in Benton, Kentucky. It's a KCBS event. And I believe this year it's going to be the end of March, the last weekend of March of this year, or well, actually 2013, not this year, but next year.
I actually got an email from Ed giving us a heads up on it.
Yeah, Ed is a contact, and he's good at that. He organizes that, and that's what, 40 teams or so in one little area. I mean, there's a lot of smoke, it's rolling, but it's a good show. You got a lot of talent there. A lot of people travel pretty several miles, a pretty good distance, to come to that cook.
Yep.
But it's really nice. We were fortunate enough last year. This year, to go compete in that. There was someone that wasn't able to go, and he had already pre-registered. It was full, so, we didn't think we were going to get to go because it's 2 weeks after the Tupelo Don't Be Cruel barbecue duel there in Tupelo, Mississippi. And we got.
Yeah, I was actually – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, that's all right. I was going to
to cook in it, and I couldn't do it, so I told Ed to give it to somebody else.
Well, and that happens a lot of times in a lot of different cooks. And I had this event here a while back, and this gentleman let me know that he had already prepaid for a cook that he had missed 1 year, and they were going to let him do it the following year, and then he had a few issues that he wasn't able to make it. So he gave that entry fee cook away, and we had somebody go down and take his place to cook. He just gave it away because he wasn't going to be able to go, and he didn't, and he thought, well, hey, we could find somebody that would love to go and have an opportunity to get to go cook. And it's kind of things like that everybody does. Just in the barbecue community, but you see a lot of it. You're closer to it. You hear more of it. That's what it's all about. It sure is. Roy, we got another caller online. Hold on a minute. Let's see if we can get them queued in and see if we have, see if we can get this bad boy to work and have another caller in on queue. And I think we're going to have it. 731 caller, hey, you're on the air with Chris Chadwick. Welcome to the show.
You talking to me, Chris?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, I just called and listened in. I didn't know you was, I wasn't able to catch up and see who you had on the show tonight. I was just got out of church a little while ago, and I thought I'd call in and see how things were going, see who was on tonight, but I was listening to that lady's call. I guess some lady asked a question. Y'all were talking about charcoal a little while ago.
Right.
Frank Cox up there at smokebuilder.com, he's making his own charcoal, his own briquettes now.
Right.
And he's got a link on his site or videos on his site. And you can take any wood that you want, oaks, fruit woods, cherry, apple, anything, and you can make your own charcoal. You can make, and it goes through the process of how to get it, burned. It's kind of like the rickyard, what they call a rickyard up in Jack Daniels.
Right.
Where they light this big pile of rick or their sticks on fire, and then they douse it with water, and it creates, that's the charcoal filtration that they use to in their process, and they make their own charcoal up there, and anybody can. If you like cherry wood like I do, like I said, we don't do much competitions, but you can go out and make your own very own charcoal out of about any wood that you want to, from what I understand. So anybody wants to really check that out, go to smokebuilder.com. Frank Cox up in Rolla, Missouri, he's putting that stuff out, and you know, it might be an interesting deal to make your own charcoal to go out there and do your competitions with.
That just goes back to the root of barbecue, you know, the old fashioned way.
Sure.
You use cherry to get your fruit wood flavor. I use hickory, and what that is, I think it's just a process of charring that wood and breaking it down, stopping the burning process, and then once you do that, you basically have a lump charcoal. Yeah,
right.
And that's really interesting, you know, because you know as well as I do, a lot of these commercial charcoals, especially if you use a lighter fluid on them, it's going to just give you a hideous aftertaste if you just don't let every bit of that burn out. And I think that's one of the keys a lot of people use, especially the backyard patio pit masters, as I call them, anxious to eat. They light that coal with lighter fluid, douse it down 2 or 3 times, and get that flame up 6 or 8 feet tall, and then they're ready to cook. And, you know, that's a big no-no, what kind of taste we get when we do that? I mean, you know, we just want to cook it with lighter fluid. That's basically what we're doing. But, folks, if y'all just tuning in tonight, this is Chris Chadwick on the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We've had a great show already. Still going to have a great show ahead of us. This show is dedicated to the veterans that are serving now, that have served, and all of our armed forces. We want to dedicate this show to them. If you are a veteran, give us a call in. We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to say hi, we welcome you to call in. The number to call is 1-347-202-0263. It's real easy to do. Dial the number, listen in to the show, push 1 if you want to get queued in to talk. We'll welcome you to talk. That's what it's all about, you and the queue. So we have 2 callers online right now. We have Roy Powell with us, Assault from the Sky Barbecue Team out of Clarksville, Tennessee. And, Roy, you are stationed in Virginia right now, correct?
Yeah, currently.
Currently in Virginia. And we also have Robert Taylor on the line with Taylor Smokehouse Farms. Robert has been in New Jersey cooking up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of meat, doing a wonderful job, doing God's work up there. He is a super guy. He also has a grant contest going on, FedEx grant contest, and it's something that I like to do every day. Is I go to that site, click on it, and click vote. You're voting for him to win a grant, and I mean it's just something that does not take any time to do. It's a good thing. We're helping him out. I know I try every day to go and vote and share that, and I want everybody to go vote for him. It's just, Robert, you're getting votes, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting votes still. I'm very appreciative of it. You know, the grant is for $25,000, and we are a small business. Our primary business is fund. And you can read about it for part of the page when you go to vote. You can read about who we are, what our motivation is, and basically, for everybody who doesn't know, we are a fundraising, we are a for-profit business, but we, just like the past weekend, I was asked by the JD City Impact if I would go up to New York, and I was actually in Brooklyn at a ministry, Metro Ministries in New York, and Brooklyn, neighborhood of Brooklyn, and it's an outreach ministry there, that's where I set up. I was working with Operation Barbecue, and they were helping supply all the supplies and things like that with Stan and Jeff and Will and Patrick down in Alabama, and There's we were there from about Monday till I left out about probably 10:30 Friday night to get away from the city and lay down, took a nap, and I got home about midnight last night. And that's part of what we do. I mean, that's our ministry, if you will, with respect to the business. But it's a very important part of it to me. And I just feel like the more I can do that, the greater. And yeah, we are a for-profit business, but I urge anybody that has time to go help.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that is, you know, you've helped me already because, you know, I was just talking about you the other day at lunch with a few people. We went down to the local diner. We were sitting there talking, and I was just talking about, you know, how you operate and what you do. And as a matter of fact, I believe I wound up with a, quote, fundraising opportunity just by discussing, you know, what you do. And
right.
I'm thankful for that. You know, Lord knows we all need, you know, I wish everybody the best. I want us all to make a living and have, you know, and have things and prosper and you know, how hard it is. And, you know, I was just telling, you know, what you did. And come to find out, one of my friends there says, hey, we're going to have a Boy Scout fundraiser, and that sounds perfect, and we'd like you to do it. So I don't think I've bit off more than I can chew. If I do, I know who to call.
That's right. You know, always our grills have wheels, so that's what we like to say anyway. And the little one traveled to New York this weekend, so that kind of proves that we have the ability to go up and make an impact. And, you know, and I'm talking about we as a community. We
wow.
have the ability to go in and make an impact, whether it's a Boy Scout troop or whether it's a family that lost everything. And, of course, when you're feeding somebody that just lost everything, then the emotional impact and the emotional tie that you find yourself in is much greater than, you know, a young Boy Scout that's they're trying to raise funds to go to their camps and things like that. But they're all important. I mean, right now in the financial world, it's tough to raise funds, and this is a great method, and I encourage anybody out there to look at it and to explore that opportunity, because it's a win-win. You know,
right.
Chris, you're going to win. Hopefully you'll make a few dollars and help pay for another experience down the road, and then they're going to win by providing an incredible piece of barbecue meat to their customers, and they're going to win because those funds that are donated for that piece of meat will go to provide them with the needs that they're seeking. So it's just a win-win all the way around for everybody. And there's going to be times where, you know, where you're going to be asked to maybe help somebody like I told you before, sometimes in a terminal situation where the
right.
medical bills have just absolutely consumed everything a family has. And those are the ones that touch you the deepest. And there's no two ways. You can't help but find that compassion in your heart as a person. And I've been fortunate in my life. I have a very good job with a major corporation. And, you know, my manager, he was talking about it today. We kind of recapped it a little bit, the trip. I took off last week, and it's my own expense to get up there and get home. But the business, you know, I didn't even use the business this time. I just did it. And
right.
I can't hardly explain the experience. You know, I was in church tonight. They all wanted to know about it because it is a ministry, and you know, it's. As you can tell, my faith is very important to me, and
yes, sir.
It's a part of my life, and it's a part of what I do in the barbecue world. And I'm, you know, proud to be able to stand up there and go to New York City and just share a piece of who we are as a Christian and as a Tennessean. I mean, with Friday night, you know, I always try whenever I go, no matter where I go or who I'm with, or if it's all possible, I'll try to cook for the people that I'm with or the people I'm associating with. You grow very quickly to know and to embrace and to get close to certain individuals. So anytime I go, I like to try to make a nice, you know, Southern Memphis-style barbecue ribs or something that has that deep South flavor that represents
right.
who we are. And the ministry up there is, they're training youth to go worldwide and replicate this child's ministry. So there's kids up there, kids for me, I'm 50, but these are young 20 to 30
right.
year old, and they're from France, and they're from Finland, and they're from Scotland and Ireland, and one of them was a policeman from the Northern IRA, and he was, we were up there on the grill talking, and he was telling me about friends he had lost in the Catholic Protestant, what you see on TV, the movies, it's real. And here's
yeah.
a guy standing there that he lost a lot of friends. And the experience is just indescribable that the blessings for one, but the experience of all these folks. But I was able Friday night to bring home a little bit of our Tennessee Memphis-style barbecue to a bunch of folks from all over the world, and they absolutely loved it. And, I just fell in love with that group of folks, and I was blessed. And in a city that can sometimes be a little, a little crazy, you find
yeah.
a little bit of humanity right there in a city
right.
block of people who are just absolutely beautiful people, and they're out there doing the Lord's work. And I was just proud to represent all part of the world to a diverse bunch of people that says a little bit about you and everybody else. Hey, we're just good old guys down here that like to cook some good meat. And and we brought that love to New York City this time, brother.
Well, that's what it takes, and I agree with you. New York has that reputation of being really a strong, either on the a tough city. And and as me, as this old country boy from Tennessee, it would be intimidating to go, and then you go and meet people from all over the world and spread your passion and your goodwill, and, that touched them. And they're going to take that part, that they experienced back home with them. And that's remarkable. That's the thing about the barbecue community. I keep saying this all the time, and you hear it in different forms of stories, different journeys, just as yours. We had Rob Merriam on earlier. He's still there cooking. He's been there 10 days and talking about 100,000 meals being put out, hot meals, and the experience he has. We as listeners that are not doing this, we can appreciate what you're saying. We don't know what it feels like. In this particular instance, but going and seeing somebody, going in and experiencing doing this and helping them and experiencing their gratification and their sincerity to you and to him, for what y'all are doing, that's very important. And I salute y'all also, it's a goodwill. It's man helping man. Barbecuers, that's what barbecue community is. We talk about this all the time, and we could talk about this from now on out. That's what it's about, that's what it's about. And that experience. And I appreciate you calling in and sharing your experiences with us, and where I can share them with our listeners. But it's important. That's what and I don't want to plug. I love doing this. I'm not a radio personality, and I'm not graceful with words. I'm not a master Englishman, but I love doing it. We just talk barbecue. We talk real life. We talk real world experience. We talk about how we feel about the barbecue world, how we do and how we project and the goodwill we do. That's what it's all about. That's what, if the whole world would try to do this, it would be so much better overnight. It wouldn't even be funny. It'd be like day day and dark, you know, night and day. But that's what it's all about, and we love to hear these stories, these experiences. And now I want everybody to call in and give us a story like this because it's awesome. You know, that's just what it's all about. The number to call in, guys, I know we've got listeners out there. I want you to call in and let's talk smoke. Tell us what's going on. If you've got a barbecue question, we had a good one earlier about charcoal. If you've got a barbecue question, call in. Any type of cook question, we'd love to try to answer it for you. We'll give you some of our experience. You know, we have cooked for years and years. And just call in. The number to call right here, 1-347-202-0263. We always welcome your call. You are part of our barbecue family. Just call in and let's talk smoke. That's what it's all about. We've just got a great show. We've got Roy Powell on the line with us. We're going to get Roy. It's your turn to talk again, brother.
I'm just enjoying listening to Robert, you know, talk about his, you know, experiences up there. It's just amazing.
I know it. And then we had Rob earlier call in. Rob Merriam from Two Worthless Nuts Competition Barbecue Team. He's up there doing this right now in New York. He's called in to tell us we've got some great listening material here, and I enjoy listening to it also. Robert, did you experience the snow?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I put my phone on mute so I don't disturb your call. But yes, I. If you look, I didn't post anything under my farm, my Taylor Farms page. It's all under my personal page on Robert Taylor. It was busy. I mean, I was doing all the basically the meat smoking and sending all that out. Whereas I had a lady and gentleman that I'd met down in New Orleans. Their son went to goes to school in Ithaca, New York. When the storm hit, they're called the Chow Train, and they were down there with. They showed up the day that I left New Orleans, and so they came down, and we took, you know, it's just amazing how they're awesome. I mean, they do more like chef work. So they got kitchen with some of the volunteers, the staff, and the interns, and they started preparing all of the sides. And we did not go out into the community and serve. We as the cooks, we prepared all the meals. The ministry already had the established resources, I guess, if you will. They got the trucks and box trucks that they go do their ministries with to these high risk children, or what you would call a child at high risk in the impoverished areas and things.
Yeah.
So they already had those relationships in place, which was the beauty of the whole project. So you hear about, I think it's called Far Rockaway and Red Hook and like that. A lot of people would not, you know, I couldn't go in there and set up. That's what they told me. No, you cannot go where we're going and stay. And so they go into those neighborhoods. They already had that relationship. So now they were able, you know, all these young ministry folks were going in there, 7, 8, 9, 10 at a time with, good grief, I don't even know how many meals. They had two different trucks. So we'd load them up. I mean, the last day, Friday, they went out and they had on each truck they had it was about 13 total. I think about 300 pounds or better, 350 pounds of chicken because I boxed it up. It was so much chicken, you know, you'd have been 50 or 60 full pans of chicken. So I reboxed it so they'd make it easier to deal, and it'd hold its heat a lot better because they were lacking in some of the, you know, we use coolers and stuff as well. But they had probably 20 pans of sides and about 300 pounds of meat. And we got their, you know, this is where you learn. And they gave, the first day they went out, they came back and gave us feedback. Well, we need it quicker. We need it, we need to get in there, and we need, because they've got lines. And when you pull up to those buildings, I mean, there's five or six stories of people. And there's no water, there's no electricity, which means if there's elevators, and you've got elderly folks in there that are, they can't get down the stairs. So they've got people running meals up the stairs to these folks that really are kind of trapped, if you will. It was just an incredible time to see those kids come back and talk about, oh, man, they just loved it and this and that and the looks on their faces. And this one little girl, she came back, you know, when she was talking about it, and her eyes just welled up. And I said, sweetheart, I understand. You know, that's what compassion is. And I told her, don't ever lose it, because that's what it's about. So, we were there. We got there Monday night, and you can see the picture. You know, I kind of try to joke a little bit, and I said, if we had a nor'wester, would it be 7 degrees and sunny? You know, instead of the nor'easter. We had the effects, and that was a cold night, brother. I was out there, and it's is a sleet, snow, and rain mixture, for quite some time at the beginning of it, and then it turned into a pretty good snow. I think we had probably 2 or 3 inches on the truck when I came out, at least 3 inches on the truck when I came out the next morning. And, boy, it was just blowing. It was blustery. The wind was just really howling. So, but you know what? We persevered. We stuck through it. I hunkered down and suited up and got on a heavy coat and had on them insulated overalls and boots. And we got out there and we cooked meat. You know, we kept it coming. We would provide the meats for the daytime. They would want to leave out about 1 o'clock to go out to the areas where they were going to serve. And I had so much meat brought in by JD from City Impact through somebody over in Philadelphia is where the meat was. They had so much meat, I told the guys up there, I said, man, y'all have got to get some of these other ministries. I know there's shelters and ministries that are putting and working with these displaced people as well. And I said, we got all this food, and I can't just cut off the grill at 1 o'clock and be done cooking. So they made some phone calls, and we got back, and we started loading that grill right after those trucks left, loading the grill again. So,
yeah, that's how to do it. It's what it's about.
Yeah. We were pumping some food out of there, and did some butts, did some briskets, and did a lot of chicken.
Man, I did see some pictures of your chicken. I thought, man, he's got hundreds of pieces of chicken on there. I seen legs, thighs. I didn't see them everywhere. You just put them in, close the door, and let her cook. You know the old saying, if you're looking, it ain't cooking.
So, the nice thing is every time you do this, Chris, you learn. I learned a lot down in New Orleans. I learned in Joplin. I learned in Marysville. But this, like in this case, I called Will. We were talking a little bit. I said, you know, when they came back that first day, they'd never done anything like this. So they wanted a relatively easy first time out to fill out their process. So,
right.
You know, we did typical. We sent them out with meat, and we sent them out with green beans, and green beans with, like, potatoes in it and corn and
right.
Whatever the chow train had made of. I mean, a lot. They went out with about, they went out with a lot of sides, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So they came back, and they said, well, we need it to be quicker because, you know, when the line forms, you've got to get them through that line because there's just hundreds of hungry folks. So they came up, we said, well, we'd like to do it like a starch and this. And so we started a process where we make like a pallet where I think you'll see on one of my pictures on my page where one night we did a 25-pound box of rice. And in each pan, we divided it up into about 10 pans, and we took one can of mixed vegetables and mixed it in with each pan. That was perfect. The liquid level was down, so it didn't spill out in the truck, even with the lids. It was easy to transport, but they take that spoon and they take about 2 to 3 spoonfuls and make that pallet in that clamshell, and And then, you know, like I said, they had gloves on. They just reach in that box and put chicken on, close that clamshell, next, here you go, boom. So they could make it. It speeded up their process. They could make three clamshells in the time it used to take them to do one.
Right.
So yeah, the whole
learning
nice
how to get it out.
Yeah. And when you got to feed thousands of people, you know, you can't go in there like the Piccadilly cafeteria.
It's get it out. It's get it in the box and get it out to the people. You know, I couldn't imagine there's hundreds of people in line. You know,
yeah.
One of our big competitions we do locally is also we also feed. You know, and
right.
And me being the local guy, and everybody knows me around here, and you know. And we did literally have hundreds and hundreds of people in our line, you know, and we were setting up the competition cook, you know, we were competing and then serving hundreds of people in our line at the same time. And, man, that's pretty stressful when you've got people waiting, and they're waiting in line for you.
Yep.
And they want to talk to you, everyone that comes through, you know, and you're over there trying to cook and get it going. And I can see where, you know, when you learn one little thing that will help and speed up time and make it easier and make it more efficient and the production line go a little better and smoother, it's always a plus.
It is. It was. It really was. And I love that part of it. You learn something every time.
Well, what kind of numbers do you think, you know, as far as meals or weight that you cooked while you were there for almost a week?
I could not begin to come up with a number. I mean, I know I sent out just hundreds, well over probably about 1,500 pounds of just chicken pieces, leg size, whatever. And I know one day we sent out as many as 75 pans of side dishes, as well as just hundreds of pounds of meat, brisket, pork butts, and chicken. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many. It was. I'm not good at that part of it. I just couldn't
right.
try to get it. But we put a lot of food out there, really did.
Not
and there's guys
number.
They're still putting it out. You know.
Right.
Rick Down over there is still there. I know Dan, what's his name, Mr. Reed over there. He's in Staten Island right now. And Phil is over on Long Island, I believe. There's still guys out there on the ground, and they're working hard to keep feeding these folks.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. What kind of shift did you have while you were there cooking? You know, I know it never stops when you're cooking, especially
yeah.
if you're cooking big pieces of meat. But was he on for 10, 12 hours, or just you catch a cat and out?
Well, you know, a lot of the daytime cooking, when I cooked the long meats like the briskets and butts, well, I slept in the truck next to the grill
to right.
make sure. Because it came 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, I had to be you know, getting that off and got it upstairs where they could be breaking it down. And then I was loading the grill again to try to maximize the output for that day.
Right.
I only spent one night cooking the pork and beef products because I had so much chicken that came in. It was from Tyson. And,
right.
It consumed most of the time, but it was, you know, they had a room there. The building was about 4 or 5 stories, and they put me in a room, and it wasn't much, just a place to lay my head and a shower downstairs. You know, you get up about 5, 6, and take a shower and get ready and get down there and get going, and you come back to that room probably after 10:30 or so at night, after all the meat was off and everybody ate, and because we were pretty much trying to feed the interns as well, because we did kind of they did allow us to use the kitchen, so it was a win-win deal. We had a nice facility, but in turn we fed the interns, which is what, if we didn't feed them, then we would have had to get out of the way to let them use their kitchen to do the same thing. So it was an extremely positive work experience between us and the ministry, and you know, especially the LBR guys, all of them, man, what support. I can't say enough good about those guys over there and all the work that they're doing, and us being a part of that, especially. And, you know, it's just that integration between the communities, between Mercy Chefs, like I said before, OBR and Mercy Chefs and City Impact, and then, you know, the guys.
There's so many ministries, and, there's just so many, you know, we're not aware, you know, us as listeners, as people from Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, you know, all over the states, that we have no idea all the organizations and the ministries and the outreach groups there that's helping right now, I guess, from all over the country, from all over the world. As you know, from what you were saying earlier, you had students from all over several different countries, that's a great thing that they're there helping, you know, and everybody's donating and sending in, and you've got these major corporations that are stepping up to the plate and doing, such as Tyson. I know I've seen one picture, the pork producers were there. I'm sure somebody from Beef Council or beef producers are there, you know, donating. It's a nationwide country effort to help, you know, and, you know, we could talk forever about that. You know, that's another thing as far as this great United States we live in, you know, like old Lee Greenwood, proud to be American, you know. That just says it all right there, you know. And this is a great topic to have on our veterans program. We've got a military man on the line with us, Roy Powell. We've had some veterans call in. We've had several, I noticed, posting on my Facebook as we've going through the show, and I love to hear that. I wish I could work that chat. I'm just not that computer savvy. I'm afraid if I try to click a chat on, it'll kill the show. So I don't want to do anything to do that.
There's a couple people on there.
Well, Roy, you handling them?
And it's kind of quiet, but
okay,
I'm doing my best.
Well,
I mean,
all right.
If they have any questions, you know, I can always throw them out there to you.
Well, all right. That sounds like a plan. That is awesome. I appreciate that, because I'm afraid to even try to get into the chat. You know, folks, listeners, I will do my best to start working on that. If you'd like to get into the chat room and just type a question in, we'll have maybe Roy can be on here and mediate for me. And if he can't, maybe I can get a few others to do that, because I'm doing good clicking this switchboard and talking and trying to keep it rolling like that. But I guarantee you just keep calling in or keep listening in, we'll keep doing all we can to spread the word of barbecue, the goodwill that barbecue provides for people, how, you know, a good meal can bring countries together pretty quick. You know, there's been a lot of things settled over a good meal, and especially if it's a barbecue meal, it's even better, and if it's Tennessee style barbecue, it's even that much better. Can I get an amen for that? You know,
I agree with you, brother.
Yep.
There was one thing I was wanting to talk about that I just about forgot about. There's all types of barbecue sauces and rubs out there, and I've been working on barbecue sauces, and hopefully mine will go out on the market sooner than later. I love to try everybody's barbecue sauce. I don't taste any bad. I might taste some I like better, but if it's a barbecue sauce, I love it. And rubs are the same way. There's some rubs that I personally don't care for, but you know they've got to be that good if they're being made to put on something. I'm personally like to rub. Use a rub on everything I do. My briskets, my shoulders, my chicken, my ribs, my chicken wings, it doesn't matter. Whatever, my steaks, I like to use a rub. And I ordered, and we got in some smoking guns. Have y'all ever used any smoking guns?
No, I never have.
Have you heard of it, Roy?
Yeah, I have.
you know, they say smoking guns is to rub like Blues Hog barbecue sauce is to barbecue sauce. You know what I'm saying? You've heard of Blues Hog barbecue sauce, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, they say smoking guns rub is to rub like Blues Hog barbecue sauce is to barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some in, and I tried it. And after I tried it, I looked at one of my team members, and I said, that is mighty fine. And then I pulled one of my rubs out. And I'm not bragging by any means, but I pulled one of my rubs out, and I said, try this. And they looked at me and said, that tastes almost alike. So, you know, I love rubs, and I love to make. I usually make all my own rubs, but they were just telling me how great this smoking guns is. And it is very good, and I take nothing away from it. But I tell you what, if I added a little more chili powder to mine and put a little more cayenne pepper in it for heat, I guarantee if you took a taste test A and B, it would be pretty close. It would be hard to distinguish. And I was just going to put that out there and see, you know, if anybody wanted to call in and tell me about smoking guns and tell me about one of their favorite rubs, I'd love to hear from them, and I'd love to hear about it. You know, I was talking earlier, I posted a question on Competition Circuit Group on Facebook about cooking briskets whole or separate. You know, I had hundreds of guys comment, seems like, or call me or personally send me a message on that topic. And I would love to have callers, and I said, hey, one said, call, you know, have your show and have that topic. Well, I love to do that, and I love to have topics like that, and we would discuss it for hours upon hours because I love to talk barbecue. I love to talk cooking. I'm a cook. I love to cook anything, any way, any kind. But I do pride myself on cooking on my old custom-made stick-burning barbecue pit. But I want to invite everyone to call in and tell us about if you've got a topic you'd love to discuss, if you have a question you'd like to ask, or if you'd like a comment you would want to get out there, I would love to have you call in. It's real simple. We have a two-hour show every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and I do my best to answer every call that calls in. I never try to leave anyone out because this show is truly, truly about you barbecuing, you cooking. It's all, that's what it's about. You know, I'm the only one that I love to do this, and I love to talk to everybody. Naturally, you know, I just love to talk. And I love to talk barbecue, and I invite everyone to call in. I'm going to give the number out. I try to keep putting this number out. I want everybody to remember this number, memorize it. So you got that, Roy? You got that, Robert? You memorize this number. It's 1-347-202-0263. If it's not Sunday night, you can call in on a Monday night or a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or Thursday night. We've got a whole line of shows here on Barbecue Superstars. com, Blog Talk Radio. Got some great guys on there. They don't take as many calls sometimes as I do, but I like to talk to everyone, and they usually have the shows lined up, you know, with special callers that call in. And I love to have special callers, too, and I love to do the Q&A kind of thing. So just call us, give us a call, get in queue. I'm going to answer your call as quick as I can. As long as this board will let me answer it, I'm going to answer it. I guarantee you that. And we're going to talk barbecue. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, guys, do you have a special rub or sauce you use? Roy, you can start off. Do you have a special sauce or rub that you care to share with us?
I mostly use my homemade rub and sauces.
Right.
That's what I've been mostly using. Maybe this year, you know, I'm going to break into something new and see how well that works. But right now, I'm just currently using my homemade barbecue sauce and rub.
Well, do you know, we do a lot of KCBS cooks, and, you know, they have a typical flavor profile, you think, of sweet, you know, you really want it sweet,
mm-hmm.
sweet, and heat. You know, you want it a little hot. You don't want it too hot, but you want it to have a little kick. I enjoy a little kick. I like a little kick. I like a little sting at the first and it follow at the end. And I've really developed flavor profile favorites of sweeter, you know, tendency, you know, a little sweeter, a little thicker syrups,
mm-hmm.
sauce. But as far as the KCB aspect, I did take the class, and I am a certified CBJ judge now. They don't, you know, they don't have a, quote, typical flavor profile that you're supposed to hit. You know, you do, so I always recommend to everybody, do what you want to do. You know, do your flavor profile and turn it in and see how it goes. But I do. I like a sweetness, and I like a good heat to follow. So you use your own sauce and your own rub that you personally make. And,
yep.
You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there, but I have favorites, too. And I just, you know, that's just a question I like to discuss all the time. Robert, what about you? Do you have a favorite rub or sauce that you use or do you make? Is it a commercial sauce? Or?
Well, we have a sauce that we purchase in bulk, of course, that we use on our fundraisers. And personally, I like to kind of bring it up a notch or two with some a little more heat, a little more garlic. So I tune it to my own taste and my own life. Because
right.
anytime you cook, as you know, especially in the pork products, that heat will tend to you know downplay as you're cooking. So what
uh-huh.
you taste in the rub is definitely if you got a pretty zippy rub. It'll blend down into that meat, and it won't be near. You know, you have to cook for what the final product is, not what
right.
the rub tastes in your finger. But as far as sauces go, you know, Tim of City Hogs down in South Haven, we're partners on a lot of cooks, and Tim has his own sauce. It's called Tim's Delta Mojo sauce. And Tim's brother just happens to be old Tater Red down on
right.
Beale Street. And you can buy it down there on Beale Street or you can buy it from me or Tim. But I buy quite a bit of it as sort of my marketing tool. I put some of Tim's Delta Mojo sauce on some of them New Yorkers this weekend.
See,
they absolutely loved it. And it's like you said, it's a heartier composition. It's thicker. Molasses, you know, sweetness, things like
right.
that. But it's got a lot higher bite content to it than your typical sauces have that a lot of folks taste. And you know, I try to use my rubs for my heat, if you will, and the huge flavor profile. And then what I put on the glazes, or I'm gonna use the sauces for that final sweetness to add to it. And but you know, anytime you sweeten something, you lose some of the heat. So you have to find that balance that you like to between the two when you do cook. And that's just the way I like to do it. So we, you know, I've got bees here on the farm, and we produce our own honey. So we add honey into that Tim's Mojo sauce. And, man, let me tell you, it is some unbelievable glaze on some of those Memphis-style ribs. It is awesome.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to come that way sooner than later and get some of that honey, too.
Well,
I am a honey fan.
Yeah, I told you I was going to try to make it up there to Paris this weekend, but as you know, I was traveling back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite all right. I understand how things go like that, and that's just part of our schedule and our cycle that we do each individual every week. You know, we try to, and we had a good show. It was a good cook. We had a real good cook and had some good flavor profiles going, and it wasn't a rush show, and there was a lot of people there, a lot of veterans there at the Paris Moose Lodge. A lot of people come in, and
when people come in, I always try to stop and talk. You know, they always accuse me of running for governor wherever I go because I'm shaking hands and introducing myself. And I'm not a politician, nor will I ever be, but I do love to meet people. And the show was good. We had a good cook. It was just a great time. You know, only thing, unfortunately, my wife and daughter wasn't there with me, this cook, but we had a good cook. My team showed up. They were strong. Just represented the Tennessee Barbecue Association really well. We had several TBA members there cooking this weekend, and it was just a good show and a good cook. We just had a great time, and that's what it's about. That's what a barbecue competition's about. That's, you know, fellowship, food, friendliness. You know, that's just, you know, that's what it's about. And we just had a great time, and you're always invited every time, anytime, you know. It's an open invite. I don't have to call you and tell you invited. You just invited because I'm going to post it on Facebook, and that's just the way I roll, and that's just how I am. So just remember, open invite, Roy, to all my friends and the TVA members. That's just how it is. And if you're close by, come up and say, hey, I heard you on the radio show, I seen you on Facebook, and just come on. I always welcome it. You know, that's just part of that's who I am. But we've had a good show tonight. I mean, it's just been great. We've had some great callers call in. We've had talked some great subjects, some good topics, some very informative information about New York, the area, the ministries, the food ministries doing all this great work there in New York, providing hot meals for all these people that just haven't had the opportunity, they don't have any way to have a hot meal. And I mean, it's just very important. Listeners, I just strongly want to say, you know, if you haven't been able to, and if you're able to do something for them or make a donation or an item that they're needing, go to Operation Barbecue Relief. Is one of the hugest places, I guess, you can go. The Metro Ministries, Mercy Chefs. I know, Robert, you said so many of them. I mean, you know, I try to keep up with them, but it's hard. You know, there's so many organizations doing this work now. And
well, J.D. Smith with City Impact is another ministry that
all right.
I was working. He's the one that called me.
Okay, and, J.D. Smith of City Impact Ministries. So, listeners, That's another contact right there. City Impact Ministries with J.D. Smith. And if he, you know, a lot of people have Facebook, and I'm sure you can kind of search him out through Facebook. Surely,
sure
you have. Okay, well, see, that Facebook is a wonderful tool for this, and I want to give both you and Roy a time to. Say a closing word. We've got a couple minutes left. If y'all want to take us out on the show tonight, listeners, this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke Show. It's been an honor to have the show tonight dedicated to the veterans. We've had great people call in. We've talked wonderful subjects. I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to the show. I want to encourage y'all to keep listening. Without y'all, there wouldn't be a show. Call in. Let's Talk Smoke. I'm going to let Roy Powell take us out, and then Robert's going to finish up the show. Roy, you got it, brother.
Hey, this is Roy Powell from Assault from the Sky Barbecue. Hey, give me a shout on my Facebook page, or, you know, go ahead and give Chris a call. Call in, talk some barbecue.
Thank you, Roy. Robert, take us out, brother.
All right, this is Robert Taylor with Taylor Farms Smokehouse. You can find us at on the Facebook page, Taylor Farm Smokehouse, or my personal page, which is Robert Taylor. But as an ex-Marine, I just want to say thanks to all the military out there who stand guard at night and defend our freedom. And just remember in your prayers that there's a lot of guys out there in foreign lands that they won't be where their families coming up this Christmas. And you know, just if you know a family that's in need out there and their husbands are overseas and you have that gift of smoke, give them a turkey, give them a ham. Find some way to say thank you to the families that have to endure their loved ones being so far away. And remember those that are up in New York this week, and those of the barbecue community, and those in these ministries that are up there working to help everybody out that are still without power, still without food, still without some of the very basic necessities in life. And they're struggling, and it's getting it warmed up some, but I'm sure the cold weather will be back soon. And just keep them in your prayers and think about them, and just remember everybody that's in need tonight. If you have that gift of smoke, take it out there and find somebody who you can benefit. So, and that's and remember to vote for Taylor Farm Smokehouse on the Facebook page. It's a FedEx. It's a FedEx grant, and we appreciate your votes, and we appreciate everybody's support. And thanks again, Chris.
You're quite welcome, Robert. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for doing all the things you do for us. Roy, I appreciate you calling in. Listeners, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate everyone that calls in, that listens to the archives. This is Chris Chadwick signing out for Let's Talk Smoke Show on Sunday evening. God bless you and have a great week. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, thanks, Chris. I will talk to you guys later.
Okay, Roy. Right. We'll see you soon. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay,
Robert.
I will.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too, Roy.
See ya. Bye.